The Hits Radio.
One Direction, Story of My Life, on the Hits Radio Breakfast Show, 8 minutes past 8, Wednesday morning. I'm Daryl, live across the UK, Posh Producer Simon's here as well.
Good morning.
And if you've just joined us, we are about to give Will Manning from the Hits Radio Afternoons, the guy who does the show from 3 every afternoon here on the Hits Radio, the call of his life. Are we almost ready?
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, I'd say so. I think, yeah.
So we have got an actress on the line who's going to pretend to be an obsessed Will Manning fan. Some fan accounts have popped up on the internet, on Twitter and on Facebook over the past couple of weeks of people. I mean, we speculated it could actually just be Will Manning himself.
For a long time we did, yeah.
But it looks as though there are actually people out there who are Will Manning fans and who have set them up on the internet, in Brazil particularly. He's huge in Brazil. So we decided to... he's kind of been kind of boasting about it for a while, so we thought we would give him a taste of how it really feels. And Shannon, our actress, is about to call him as an obsessed fan, the person who set up one of the fan accounts, waiting outside the Hits Radio for him now, has somehow got his number off the internet and is calling him, waiting for him outside the Hits Radio studios. Shannon is in the other studio. She's on the other line. Can we go to her now? Are we ready?
She's ready, yeah.
Can we dip in?
Yeah.
Okay, just... okay, is the phone call about to be made? It's connecting. Thumbs up. Okay, here we go. We're going to opt in. Here we go.
Hello?
Oh my god, is this Will?
Yeah.
Will Manning?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm through, oh my god. I got you, basically, my name's Shannon, and I've set up this account for you on Twitter. It's Oil of Will Manning, and I got your number from the internet, and I can't believe I'm through to you. This is amazing. Oh my god, I love you so much. I can't believe this. I'm outside Hits Radio now waiting for you to come in.
Okay, Shannon, he's cut off. So
no!
we'll call him again. We're going to call him again right now, okay? Ready?
Okay, go.
Welcome to the O2 messaging service.
Okay, Shannon, leave him a message, yeah?
Okay.
Unable to take your call. Please leave your message after the tone. To re-record your message, key hash at any time.
Will, I don't even understand why you'd hang up on me. I love you so much, Will. Please. I made up a Twitter account and everything. I'm outside Hits Radio now waiting for you. Please, just answer my calls.
Amazing, that was perfect. Shannon, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Amazing, nice work.
I hope I've helped.
You have, you're a hero. We're going to call him back. We're going to call him again from my phone, right, Sam?
Yeah, that's the one, yep.
So that my number comes up.
Yeah, he'll know it's definitely you.
It's definitely me, so he will definitely pick up because it'll be my number. I'm going to call him slightly panicked about the fact that there is somebody outside the Hits Radio studios waiting for him, screaming for Will Manning. So we'll do that now. We're going to do that during these next two songs, and I'll play you what happened in a sec. Shift Key is up after this from Beyonce on the Hits Radio Breakfast Show.
I love this.
Shift Key Touch on the Hits Radio Breakfast Show. 17 minutes past 8. I'm Daryl. Good morning. We've been giving Will Manning the call of his life. We've enlisted an actress, Shannon, to pretend to be one of the people who set up an actual real-life fan account for Hits Radio Afternoon presenter Will Manning on Twitter and on Facebook. Shannon did an incredible job just now.
She was
convincing,
brilliant.
Absolutely outstanding, wasn't she? Convincing him that she was a crazed fan who got his number on the internet and was currently sat outside the Hits Radio studios waiting for him. He hung up on her. He was that, like, perplexed by the whole thing. He hung up. I called him back from my phone just now. We just recorded it. Let's play it to you. This is what's just happened. Hopefully the quality.
Yo.
Oh. Will?
Yeah.
It's Daryl.
Hi.
Mate, there's somebody outside for you.
What are you talking about?
There's like this proper weird girl. She's tried to get in the...
I know you're prank calling me, so can you give out the joke?
Dude, what are you talking... Mate, honestly, I wish I was. She's super...
Liar in the world. I hung up on them because I knew it was a joke.
Mate, honestly, I wish that I was making this up. There is a girl outside and she keeps talking about getting your phone on the internet or something like that.
Yeah.
Do you want us to call somebody or is there something that we can do to kind of like... She is a proper maniac. I wouldn't go anywhere near her, mate.
Approach her or...
Say that again.
Are you going to approach her?
I don't know. Do you want me to?
Well, I mean, it's your own safety you're putting on the line.
I don't know, really. I mean, I'm not entirely comfortable with it, to be honest.
I would just leave it. And is Amy there on security?
Yeah, Amy's here. You know that guy, the guy Craig with the bald head?
Yeah, I'll leave it to him then.
Well, he's been outside, but because she's a girl, isn't she? So nobody can do anything.
Oh, well, don't worry about that. I'll take the back exit, the back entrance in.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, don't worry. I've been through this before.
You've been through this before?
Yeah, no, it's all going to be fine.
You sure?
I appreciate your concern.
All right, mate. Well, keep safe, and I'll see you in 10 minutes or so, okay?
Thanks, mate.
And that's it. That's where the phone call ended.
He's such a moron.
This guy is unbelievable. He is currently on his way in. He's on his way in. I don't think it'll take him very long. I'm pretty sure he'll be here before 8:30, I reckon.
Was he panicked then? Was he scared?
He was well, you heard. Like, well, this as well.
Yeah, no, don't worry. I've been through this before.
I've been through this at what point has he ever been through this before?
Oh, he's priceless.
Isn't he just? Lovely. He just writes, he's like Pitbull and Louis Walsh. This comedy just writes itself in, doesn't it? He is on his way in. Hopefully, I think we're gonna try and get him into the studio and have the moment that he realises that there isn't anybody actually waiting for him outside the studio.
Brilliant.
We're going to bring him into the studio, hopefully before 8:30 this morning on the Hits Radio Breakfast Show. Let's play Zed and Fox's song Clarity as well. It's 8:20. Second City, I Want to Feel on the Hits Radio Breakfast Show. He is in the building.
Right, I hope this is worth it. I hope this is worth it.
Good morning, Will Manning.
Good morning, Darren Morris and the nation.
Good morning.
It's bloody early.
Good morning, UK.
It's very early.
So if you've just missed it just now, Will Manning is here in the Hits Radio HQ because sort of like a panic rush into work. We got somebody to call him pretending to be an obsessed fan who'd set up a fan account for him. There was somebody somewhere has set up a fan account on the internet for Will, and we decided to bring that person to him in a weird phone call, and that person pretending to be outside.
Now, I mean, without blowing my own trumpet, there are fan accounts out there. I mean, it's happened. There are fan accounts, so that bit's not the unbelievable part. The unbelievable part is that someone would wait outside for me.
I don't know.
But my initial thought when I got the call was, oh my God, have I put my number on Facebook? Is my Facebook profile private? And then I was freaking out. But then I was kind of like, I don't believe it. I thought it was a work experience person from the office.
Yeah, because I think you were trying to work out if it was in your head, weren't
you? Yeah, I'd absolutely no. I didn't recognise the voice.
She was good, though, wasn't she?
She was very good. I mean, high five to her.
She was an actress that we got called Shannon, so thank you, Shannon.
Big up, Shannon.
For being amazing.
Thanks a lot, Shannon.
What are we going to do now? You're going to go back home to bed now you've realised it's not real?
Yeah, well, I rushed in, like, just in case, and now I realise it's not happening. I'm going to get back into bed. Put Radio 1 on or something.
Oh, God, that hit us where it
hurts.
Sorry,
I meant Capital.
Keep going. It's all right. I'll be listening to Greg James later, as usual.
Cool.
So no worries. Don't worry about it. Thanks, Will.
Cheers. The Hits Radio.